CJW Mobile.
CJW, this is KM6MZT here in DuPont Park, and just checking in with you.
Six, but went kind of fast for the rest of it. This is W4DJW. Can you repeat that call sign?
KM6MZT, that's Kilo Mike 6, Mike Zulu Tango. And my name is Stan. Here I'm camping out with my wife and all her horseback riding club. And all I got is my radio. Over. It's Stan. And what's your name? Over.
You got Dave on this end, and Delta Alpha Victor Echo. Dave, so it's good talking to you. Are you on horseback now, Stan?
Wife and all her girlfriends are out riding. I'm the sole person here left at the campsite. I've got a bad knee right now, so I can't ride. Thought I'd try to ride a bike, but that's not working either. So I'm just sitting down here turning the radio on, seeing what I can find. See, this first time here, I live in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee, and before that I was from California. And I just happened to catch you guys talking on this frequency here. And by the way, if you can come back and tell me what frequency this is, that'd be great, because I got an alpha name for it from California. So, over.
That explains the six call from California. I had a team of developers out there. I used to go out there two or three times a year, San Diego and Los Angeles. But this frequency is 146.61 with a negative shift and no tone. And if you wanted to change the alpha name on it, I don't know how long you're going to be here, but if you wanted to change the alpha name on it, it's a part of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. B-R-A-R-S, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, 14661.
Thank you very much. I had this, this frequency was actually set up for a fella that had his call sign on it, and I got his call sign on it, and I didn't have any way to switch it over to figure out what frequency this was. So thank you very much. So that's 146.61. Over.
That's affirmative. So you were a ham out there, I guess, as well, out in California. You've been here long.
I got my technical license in 2017 and didn't really use it. I had that beginner's shyness on the phone. I'm on the radio here. And so I listened more than I talked. And then later, as I got more interested in it, studied it, and I thought, I'll just take the general. I took the general, and then I didn't use it for a couple years, and now I'm probably regressed back to the technical level. But just FYI, I was from Southern California. If you know where Temecula and Marietta is, that's where I used to live in Marietta. I lived up in the mountains, about 2,000-foot elevation, if you know where that is. Copy. Over.
Say that location again one more time. I have smart beaconing on in my car, and when I turn around the curve or I stop or I take off, my APRS sends out a signal, and it's on the other side of this radio, and when it transmits, it blocks receive. So I missed the location. Say that. It's not your fault. It's fine. Say that one more time.
No problem. Sometimes I talk a little too fast, but Southern California, between San Diego and L.A., if you go inland about an hour's drive from the coast, there is a town called Temecula, and right next to it is Marietta, and they're so close, it's basically one town. So I'm actually, my mailing address at that time was Marietta, California, and I lived up in the coastal mountains about 12 miles from the ocean as the crow flies. And about 2,000 foot elevation, I had a bunch of apple trees up there, grew apples. But that's where I was from, and I moved to Smoky Mountains about 2 years ago, and best thing I ever did. And anyhow, copy that, over.
Roger that, 100% copy, no issue. Well, I used to drive back and forth between San Diego and L.A. When I was over there, I had a team in L.A. and I had a team in San Diego, and I'd go fly into one place or the other, stay there a few days, and then drive to the other place and then fly out of there to come back home. So, and did that for about 6 years while I worked for a Japanese bank. MUFG was the name of it. but retired now. I'm working on my second year of retirement, trying to figure out how this retirement stuff works. But I did probably drive by Marietta on my drives back and forth between San Diego and L.A., but most of the time the traffic was so dense and going so slow, I mean, it just crawls. And sometimes, you know, there's policemen out there that are checking you because stuff that shouldn't be traveling up and down that road travels up and down that road. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about. In the Temecula area, that's where the Southern California wineries are, and they've got the Indian Pechanga gambling resort there, casino in Temecula. That's probably the biggest one down there in Southern California. And there's a lot of things that came through that Indian reservation, there was kind of a conduit through there, if you know what I'm talking about. But anyhow, most of the guys there at the casino, they're actually pretty good guys, I know them. But anyhow, it just happens to be that it was a corridor at one time. And anyhow, I retired there. And you know, this retirement, I've been singing the same song as you. I got to reset here just one second. I retired as a dentist for 40 years, and I kind of retired when we moved, but... this retirement, I mean, I'm bored to death. I thought, well, you'll either go back to work or get some projects or some whatever. So I just love taking the time and going up in the mountains here in the Smoky Mountains. But right now, I'm here as a sole male with my wife and her girlfriends. They're riding horses all through DuPont. But anyhow, that's my story, and I'm not sure if I want to be retired. But I had a good time when I was working. Anyhow, over.
We're kind of similar in the same boat there. What I was told there was if you don't manage your retirement, somebody else will. All right, so manage your time. So I've got a bunch of projects going on. I like flying radio-controlled airplanes more than any. That's my number one hobby. This is my number two hobby. So this hobby and that hobby combined, plus the wife's honey-do list, I don't have time to get bored. I am her personal worker now. I'm the waste management manager, and I am the grocery shopper and chief cook and bottle washer. So I've got a bunch of hats to keep up that I keep swapping out. I'm enjoying it. I'm having a good time. It's very, very different than from working all the time. It's still work. We had that conversation this morning. I said just because I don't have a boss other than her doesn't mean it's not work. It's still work. W4DJW.
I'm singing the same tune, man. My honey-do list is quadrupled. And so I thought, well, I've got to make this wing work a little bit. I said, I'll tell you what, let's divide this a little bit. You take care of the inside, and I'll do the outside stuff. And then there's some crossover stuff. But so we live on some acreage up in the mountains and the steep mountains. And so I got myself a little bulldozer to carve some trails through the forest and the mountains and a little backhoe and stuff. So I think I'm going to build some little log cabins. Get a sawmill and build some log cabins up there and make it kind of a hunter's type. That's kind of a dream. I thought, well, if I get busy with that, maybe my hunter do a little reset here, please. So, yeah, I know what you mean. I love being home, but boy, I got a big list of stuff, so I keep myself busy in those tractors and chainsawing all the trees that come down during the wintertime. So I've been doing a lot of that, and I told her I wanted to get a sawmill, and she says, well, wait a minute, I got these other projects first. I said, well, okay. And so that's where we are. And so now I'm the hubby out here taking care of the horseback riding camp, which actually is a lot of fun. Over.
You figured it out. It's give and take. You got to give something and do what she wants to do, and you got to take a little because she'll take as much as you give her. At least if she's anything like mine, she'll take it all the bandwidth. And I say I got to reserve a little bit for flying airplanes, and I got to reserve a little bit for ham radio. But she gets the bulk of it. In the end, she gets the bulk of it. But I'm enjoying that too because I used to think that I had to be in a hurry all the time. And you know what? I don't have to be in a hurry. I've got time. It doesn't have to be done immediately. Like when I was working, it was all about time. But now it's kind of hard to get out of that mood where it's all about time, and it's like, anyway, I'm about to pull into the driveway. Stan, it's good talking to you. Hope you enjoy your day up there. Take time to look at the green grass and the blue sky and take a deep breath and just enjoy it. W4DJW, I'll be clear after you.
Copy that, Dave. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it out here, and I was so used to living by a schedule and a time set schedule that, you know, I still wake up early in the morning, and it's just, as soon as it starts to turn light, my circadian rhythm just wakes me up, and I can't go to sleep. I just got to get up and do something. But, yeah, you got to keep a balance in your life, and I'll do some things for her and her teams, and then she's giving me a little bit of leash, longer on the leash now, and I get to do some of the construction things on the property. But anyhow, Dave, it's been great talking to you. And I'm going to keep this frequency on. Thank you for telling me that frequency. You have a great day, and this is 73.